One of the cozy traditions associated with college life is receiving and then poring over your copy of the annual yearbook, the heavy, richly bound souvenir of the year on campus. Just about every student's picture appears there, often in stiff, formal poses. Like campus student newspapers, yearbooks also recap the activities of the athletic teams, student government organizations, fraternities and sororities, even the math and chess clubs. Years later, when you reopen the yearbook, the stories, photos, fashions, and memories seem sweet and nostalgic. But yearbooks are not cheap. Fat ones at big universities can cost students $100 or more. And even though it's usually unpaid student labor that produces them, they are expensive to print, which is why more and more schools have simply stopped producing them. The Washington Post reported, for instance, that the University of Virginia's yearbook, called Quirks and Curls, has ceased publishing 1 year shy of its 120th anniversary. But money's not the only reason that only about a third of U.S. colleges now put out yearbooks. Some of the schools have grown so large, so spread out among regional campuses, and so fragmented into academic specialties that summarizing everything that goes on and coaxing 30 or 40,000 students to pose for those stiff mugshots are nigh unto impossible. And in these days, when it seems that everything you'd ever want to know about college activities can be found online, who needs a heavy, costly, printed yearbook? Last year, the Post reported, Towson University near Baltimore, Maryland, with a student body of 20,000, sold just 24 yearbooks. That's about one for every 880 students and faculty members, hardly enough interest to justify all the work and all the money that go into putting a yearbook together. If you were wondering where the University of Virginia's unusual yearbook name, Quirks and Curls, came from, it's not what you think. Back in 1888, when the first edition was published, students who did not know an answer when called upon in class were called quirks, as in corks that plug an open bottle. Curls, or those who knew the answer when called on, got their name from an obscure Sanskrit saying about curling one's tail in delight. I'm Ted Lanfair.